People Minus X by Raymond Z. Gallen. Chapter 1. Ed Dukas was writing letters. Someone or something was also writing, unseen but at his elbow. It was perhaps 15 minutes before he noticed. Conspicuous at the center of the next blank of sheet of paper he reached for, part of a word was already inscribed. Nippe. The writing was faint and wavering, but in the same shade of blue ink as that in his own pen. Ed Dukas said, "Hey?" to himself mildly. The frown creases between his hazel eyes deepened. They were evidence of strain that was not new. The stubby forefinger and thumb of his right hand rubbed their calloused whorls together. Surprise on his square face gave way to a cool watchfulness that in the last 10 years of guarded living had been grimed into his nature. Ed Dukas was now 22. This era was hurtling and troubled. Since his childhood, Ed had become acquainted with wonder, beauty, hate, opportunity, and disaster on a cosmic level, luxury, adventure, love. Sometimes he had even found peace of mind. He put down his pen, leaving the letter he had been writing suspended in mid-sentence. "Pardon the preaching, Les. Human nature and everything else seems booby-trapped. They drum the idea of courage and careful thinking into us at school, because so much that is new and changing is a big thing to handle. Still, we'll have to stick to a course of action." Now Ed sat with his elbows on his table, that other, no longer quite blank sheet of paper, held lightly in his hands. He sat there, a stocky young man, his hair cut short like a hedge, the clues of his existence around him. Student banners on the walls, a stereoptic picture of his track team, in color, of course. Ditto for his astrophysics class, his bookcase, his tiny census-psych set, and the delicate instruments that any guy who hoped to reach the next human goal, the nearer stars, had to learn about. His girl's picture, part of any use pattern of life for the last 3 centuries, smiled from beside him on the table. Dark. Strong, as girls were apt to be these days. Beautiful in a rough-hewn way. But even with all that strength to rely on, he was worried about her more than ever now. Times were strange. He glanced at her likeness once. Then his gaze bounced back to the paper in his hands. His nerves tingled at the eerie thing that was happening there. He didn't know whether to feel afraid of it or hopeful. Man was stumbling toward ultimate mastery of his own flesh and the forces of the universe. But the distance remained enormous, though technical science was moving forward, perhaps too swiftly, on all fronts. Part of Ed's fear before the unknown was like the stage fright of an inexperienced actor. You never quite knew what was ahead or how to judge anything strange that you saw. Nippe. At the end of the line which made the E, there was a tiny speck of blue ink. Almost imperceptibly, like the minute hand of a clock, it crept on, curving and looping to form another letter. Nipper, the word was now. This could be somebody's funny gag, Ed thought. Somebody with a gadget. The world is full of gadgets these days, maybe too full. It occurred to him that a pal might be playing a joke with some simple device bought in a novelty store. But probability leaned towards something deeper and more costly. Who knew? Someone might have invented a way to make a man invisible. You didn't deny that anything could be any more. "Speak up," he ordered softly. But no answer came, and his wondering gaze found nothing unusual in the room around him. He froze. Nipper. It could be part of a message, an honest attempt to convey vitally important information, or it could be the forerunner of violence aimed in his direction. Through no fault of his own, he had had enemies for 10 years. Tonight they might really act. To die was still possible. In spite of vitaplasm, or the more tedious method that employed natural flesh, or the tiny cylinders hidden away in vaults. Lives